Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
So we are down and not destroyed. Here's another one. Psalms 34:19. Psalm 34:19. And I'm almost done. Oh, man. Good Lord. I'm telling you, I'm having a good time up here with this stuff. It says, many, not just one or two, many are the affliction of the righteous. Why us? Because we're in a world. This is not our home. We're ambassadors for Christ. We're foreigners here. Do you understand that? I don't think we get that. But he says, many are the affliction of the righteous. But listen to this. Here's that but. But the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Woo! Isn't that good? Amen. He delivered them out of all. Many of their affliction. We're going to go through a lot of stuff. But he will deliver us out of them all. Why? For his name's sake. You know, there's some say, I've been old, I've been young and now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. We don't have to worry about what the government's going to provide for us. Are you kidding me? He will take care of you. This is what I want to tell you. Now I want to encourage you with this one. Psalms 30 verse 5. And boy, I tell you, this is good. Psalms 30, verse 5. Boy, thank God for mercy. It says, for his anger endureth but a moment. Thank you. Boy, I tell you, when we mess up, thank God it only for a moment. But look at what he said. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. So you should be excited if you're weeping right now. You know your joy is right around the corner. It's coming in the morning. You're going through all this stuff. Ruby got all these tests going on. She's weeping, but as you're weeping, may endure for the night. That joy is coming in the morning. Praise God. We can have confidence in him that he will deliver us. So I wanted to encourage you with this short message tonight about peace. Be still. Know that God is in control. And whatever you're going through, he'll see you through. I want you to remember those anchors whenever you're going through a storm. And they were that God, I'm here by God's appointment. He knows about it. Do you know about it? I'm in his keeping. He's going to keep me. If he brought me to it, he'll bring me through it. And then I'm under his training. What can I learn here to help somebody else? And then I'm here for his glory. I will give him the glory. People will come to you and ask you, how did you get through that? Even today they ask me, how did I get through what I went through? Because of Christ. And that wasn't for me. It was for him. He gets the glory, not me. I didn't do anything but trust him. So I want to encourage you with that. Anybody got any questions? We'll close out with that. All right. Thank you tonight. So if you would stand, we'll close out. Thank you. Father God, we come once again thanking you for your word tonight. Lord God, we pray that your people take your word and study your word even more this week and understand the promises that you have bestowed upon us. Lord God, I just thank you because you've just been so good to all of us. And Lord God, we just ask that you just continue to let us focus on you and not the cares of this world. Now, Lord God, we ask that you bless everyone as they leave and go to their destination. And we'll give your name all the honor and praise. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.